Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. We're staying at home for the holidays this year. It will be the first one at our new house in Viroqua, and we're looking forward to it. The girls won't be able to join us, and that's too bad. I miss them already. But be that as it may, it was time to get some Christmas greenery. So Mary and I set off to Sunset Ridge late on a Sunday afternoon. I had already told myself that it was too late to look for a tree. That process always takes a long time. So I thought, we'll just get a wreath and some garlands and go back for a tree another day. We got to the tree farm, got out of the car, started towards the gift shop, and then it happened. The first miracle of the season. I looked out over a slope containing hundreds of trees and stopped dead in my tracks. Mary, this is crazy, but that's our tree. We were 50 yards from the tree I was looking at. Mary pointed in the direction I was looking and said, "Yeah, I see it. Fourth one in from the path, in the third row. Is that the one?" That was the one. As we walked towards it, we were both sure that when we got closer, the tree would reveal some fatal flaw, a crooked trunk or a huge gap in the branches or browning needles. But it was perfect, exactly the size and shape we wanted, beautifully symmetrical branches with space enough between them to hang ornaments. Yep, it was perfect. We'll go back to cut it when the temperatures warm up a bit. This time, I'll make sure I don't repeat what happened 5 years ago. On that day, in December in 2016, I spent 2 hours at the tree farm and found the exact one I wanted, got out my orange sold tags, not one of them, but two, and wired them to different sides of the tree. Then I wrapped that whole thing in yellow construction zone tape several times around. By the time I was done with it, it looked like a crime scene, and I was confident that no one but no one would walk away with my tree. 2 weeks later, I came back with Ella. We were so excited. I warned her that it was a bit of a hike back to our tree. The tree farm was quiet, having closed a while ago, but the good folks at Sunset Ridge left a bow saw and the tree netting set up. It was all there for us to use. It took us a few minutes to find it, but there it was, clear as can be, my two tags visible from a mile away. We both agreed it was a perfect tree, and then we made quick work of cutting it down. Now, I did think it was a little odd that all that yellow construction tape was gone, but it had been windy. The tape must have blown away. Into the truck and home it went. I unloaded it on the deck and set to work with my pruning tools on that beautiful Fraser so that it would be in the stand and ready for decorating when Mary and Suzanne got home. Cut off the netting, shake out the dead needles, gradually take off some of the bottom branches until it fits the stand just so. Excellent work, if I do say so myself. Okay, let's get those orange soul tags off and get this baby in the house. Wait, hold it. That's not right. Why isn't my name on the tags? They don't say Holohan, they say Daniels. Holy jumping Christmas ornaments, I cut down the wrong tree. I stole a Christmas tree. I can't bring it back. It's been modified. It's not the tree that the Daniels bought anymore, is it? You know the feeling, don't you? You've done something really dumb and you keep thinking you can take it back. Well, you can't. The tree is cut and I'm a holiday felon. So I wrote a note of abject apology to the tree farm people, offered to pay reparations, and I received the most gracious reply, assuring me that the Daniels were lovely people and that they would be happy to take the tree that I had chosen. Well, the sun came out, bluebirds sang, and all was right with the world. I was saved once again. Again from my own enthusiasm, saved from my impetuousness, saved again by good neighbors who know that neighbors sometimes go home with the wrong darn tree.